Hello, it's Ignacio.
Hey, Ignacio, it's Zach with Mecca Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good about yourself,
I'm
Zach.
good. Good. I'm good. So we do have a little bit of information for you, but I just had a quick question for you. So what did Pacific Financial offer you as far as terms and rates and all that good stuff?
You know what? I have no idea who Pacific Financial is. I don't even know what you're referring to.
Oh, okay. Because in the notes here, it looks like you may have applied somewhere else, but I guess there was a broker that you're dealing with, and they had gone to Pacific Financial for an approval.
Pacific
Yeah,
Financial.
so we're just curious what the
Interesting.
amount was, what the approval was for that offer.
You know what? I have no idea. If it was, it must have been a while ago, but
Do you
I
have
don't.
a current offer for the lawnmower?
No, this is the first time I talked about for this specific quote. I haven't
Oh,
quoted
okay.
for anything else yet. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I don't know if you have the right company, because we haven't
You haven't applied
I don't
anywhere else to?
remember. Yeah, we haven't heard of no Pacific Financial. I don't remember if we ever. I did ask for quotes from two other finance people, but they were completely different. I know who they are, but that was for something completely different.
Oh, not for the lawnmower.
No, not for the lawnmower.
Gotcha. Okay.
We could just do everything in one loan. Why are you doing different loans?
Okay. Yeah, so we could actually do everything in one loan for you if you're looking for multiple pieces of equipment.
Doesn't make any sense. I'm gonna take that.
Okay, well, what are the terms that you're offering?
Well, it'd be 60 months, but we need to look at the other pieces of equipment as well to give you final numbers.
Okay. Well, everything was on the quote. What do you mean you need to look at other pieces of equipment?
Well, you had said that you had went to a couple other finance places to get quotes on other pieces of equipment as well.
Yeah, but we don't need it anymore. We don't we're not we're not
Ah.
going to be getting that equipment. That was just for we were trying to see if it was going to work out, but it was actually a commercial truck. It was a forestry boom truck.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that's something completely different. This is just for strictly equipment for the mowers. I think there's mowers and other landscape equipment in there as well, including to that price for a little under 6,000 that I quoted you. So that's actually all we need right now is those items.
Okay. So we do have an approval for you. It's for 60 months, and it would be $190 a month for those 60 months.
Okay.
And if that's something that'll work out for you, we can get the ball rolling today. It's just a matter of seeing if that would be a good fit for the business as far as your finances go.
Okay. Now, in regards to your company and how you guys work, if we get this loan with you guys, how is it possible down the road to be able to get another loan for something else?
It actually opens the door for you because you've already started a relationship with us. So
Okay.
there's better rates with regards to that relationship as it grows. Things get better is the simplest way to put it. Better rates are made available to you, better terms, things of that nature. As our relationship
Okay.
grows, the benefits grow as well.
Okay. Now, question. Totally aside from the equipment, but like I saw in your application, you were offering a Visa credit card. Are we not eligible for something like that?
It becomes into play when there's larger dollar amounts available. So at this point, no, but in the future,
Okay.
potentially yes.
Okay. And that Visa credit card would be through your company, right?
Correct.
Okay. Let me. So you said 60-month term,
190 a month.
$190 a month. Now, is there any catches behind that? Are we able to pay that off completely if we want to at any time, or is this something we have to stick to through those 60 months?
No, you can pay it off early.
Okay.
I'm just looking at all these stipulations right here, and they don't really pertain to you because this is not a vehicle. Security deposit? No. No. Condition report? It's not equipment. No generic document. Da, da, da. So yeah, it's pretty straightforward as far as I look at it. There may be an inspection fee just to look at the piece of equipment, but
Okay.
I don't see that in this stipulations though.
Okay.
So it should be pretty straightforward. One thing we would need
now,
is
this financing or is this a lease?
So this is the deal. We pay for the piece of equipment. We buy it for you. So it is it's not a lease.
Okay. So it's not like a buyout option at the end of the term or something where you buy it off a dollar, no, right?
A dollar buyouts are restricted in the following areas. Da 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 da. Brokers must have a dollar. Yes, so there is a dollar buyout.
Okay, so it is considered like a lease term then, right? I'm assuming because
yes.
If it was financed, then we wouldn't have to worry about no buyout at the end if the equipment is ours right at the beginning. Because
I'm sorry, they just threw all these weird stipulations in here that some of them don't pertain to this piece of equipment because it is not a vehicle. So actually, this doesn't pertain to this. I'm sorry. So please disregard the dollar buyout. I was looking at it at the end of it, and it doesn't pertain to our state.
Okay. Okay. This is completely financed. This is ours to keep. Now, if something ever happens let's say, I mean, it's not going to happen, but, throwing stuff out there just in case, and in regards to not being a lease, that our equipment is ours from the get-go, right? Like, there's
yes,
not going to be no problem if we don't make a payment or something happens. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but
just
our equipment, right? There's no collateral or anything, right?
Correct. The equipment is the collateral.
Okay. Well, yeah, it is the collateral, but what I'm saying is that...
No, we're not going to come after you,
okay,
and grab something of equal value. So it is yours. We pay the vendor completely, and then, you're paying us for that.
Okay. How soon can you get me a contract over to me, and how soon can you send this information to the vendor so that I can get the equipment? Because I'm actually in need of the equipment as soon as possible.
I will get the ball rolling right now. We can get docs over to you tomorrow. Hopefully I'm pushing for the morning. I'll push for it right now. And then I'm hoping that we could wrap everything up tomorrow.
Okay.
It's not like a, major, like a truck or a big rig or anything like that. So I don't see a whole lot of red tape or stuff like that being involved with this purchase.
Okay. As long as you can put in the terms that it's not it's completely financed. It's ours to keep. No lease or no buyout.
Yeah.
And in the terms and condition as well, if you can state on there, if an early pay is possible, because we're planning not to obviously keep it for 60 months. I mean, if I can pay it and within the year, I'll pay it all off. I don't want to be stuck with, and especially if it's going to open doors with you guys, I'd rather keep the ball rolling in, because we may need some trucks and bigger equipment down the road. So I would want to work with somebody reliable that will continue funding us for whatever equipment or
whatever loan, your needs may be.
Yeah, whatever needs may be in regards to business.
All the stipulations will be on the first page of the documents, very clearly. There's very transparent. There's nothing hidden. We don't operate like that. We're a very transparent company. We're not trying to screw over our customers. So it's all right there in writing. I will make sure that it is there, visible for you to see.
Okay, not a problem. Go ahead and send me over the information, and let's get the ball rolling on this.
Yeah, I will request your docs right now. I'm in the office for another 45 minutes. I don't know if they'll be able to produce them today, but they should be ready in the morning, and we'll get them out to you then.
Okay. Not a problem, Zach.
All right,
Ignacio.
Thank you
so much.
Yeah, okay. And we'll talk tomorrow morning, all right?
All right, sounds good, Zach. Thank you. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.